From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a great pious predecessor, great Imam of Islam, and subhanallah, a great reviver of Islam. And he's a great scholar, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. Let's first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll listen to a beautiful parable regarding the biography of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we'll get to know his details about him, like for example his name, his lineage, his appellation, his titles, and his journeys through various cities for acquiring knowledge, and about his virtuous attributes and characteristics. And at the same time, we'll also discuss how he had this aversion to the world, and he adopted simplicity and humility instead. It is stated on page 21 of the first volume of Ihya Ulumuddin, publication of Maktabatul Madina, where Sayyidina Imam Raghib Asfahani rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in Muhadarat that the author of Hizbul Bahr, Sayyidina Abul Hasan Ali bin Abdullah Shazili rahimahullah ta'ala, has stated that in my dream I was in Masjid al-Aqsa. I saw a throne in the courtyard of Masjid al-Aqsa. A large number of people started filling in Masjid al-Aqsa. I asked, who are these multitudes of people? And I was told that these are the blessed prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, alayhimus salatu wassalam, who also come in the court of the greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to seek intercession for Sayyidina Hussein Hallaj rahimahullah ta'ala. As something has been disclosed by him, I then looked towards a throne where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and other prophets alayhimus salam, such as Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam Najiullah. They were all sitting towards the front row. He says that I began to see and listen to the conversations of these blessed personalities, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla alayhi salam. In the meantime, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam requested the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you have stated that ulama ummati ka anbiya'i bani Israel, and the scholars of my ummah are like the prophets of Bani Israel, that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Musa alayhi salam, based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he requested the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so show me any of your ummah. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured towards Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Imam Ghazali a question. To that, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave 10 answers for one question in return. Upon that, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, you gave 10 answers in return of only one question that I asked you. Your answer should be according to the question. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly said that when Allah Azza wa Jal asked you, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, what is this in your right hand? And to that you said, this is my staff. It was sufficient for you to say that. But you described many other qualities, what you do with the staff and so on and so forth. Respected scholars, they say that it is as if Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying humbly in the quote of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, that being overcome by the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, while talking to him, you prolonged your discussion in order to keep the conversation going as much as it could. And this time, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was doing the same thing. He says that I received the opportunity to talk to you now. Now I am privileged to converse with Kalimullah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So being overcome by this love and devotion, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala also prolonged his conversation. Now the eminence and greatness of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala in the court of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can be easily understood through this parable. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala is regarded as being amongst those who devoted their lives in acquiring ilm-e-deen for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, alienating himself from these mortal pleasures and liveliness of the world, and continued his service with the preaching of deen-e-mubeen, that is our beautiful deen of Islam. Each of his actions reflect his devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for Allah azza wa jal. His writings, full of contemplation and inspiration, enlightened the hearts of people, manifesting insight into divine matters. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala accomplished such enormous tasks for the sake of the revival of Islam that he emerged as a reviver of the time, illuminating the teachings of Islam in the Muslim world, that even today, with his scholarly brilliance and splendor of his most prestigious personality, his blessed life is a source of attaining the passion for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopting the sunnah, leading a pious life, and many other virtues and blessed habits for the Muslim's ummah, for the Muslim ummah to follow into his footsteps. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to some aspects of his life for attaining blessings. The kunya and the appellation of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is Abu Hamid. His appellation is Hujjatul Islam, and his blessed name is Muhammad, and he is the son of Muhammad, who his father, even his grandfather's name was also Muhammad, and his great grandfather's name then was Ahmad. So it is Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Ahmad Tusi Ghazali Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. He rahimahullah was born in the year 450 Hijri in Tabran, a district of Tus in the area of Khurasan, aka Persia. Khurasan is a large province situated in the east of Iran. The present-day province Khurasan is not even half of the old area of Khurasan, comparatively. Some parts have become parts of Afghanistan, whilst other parts are now included in different countries. Yes, the countries in the Central Asia and Mawarau-Nahr, these are the areas around which Khurasan existed once upon a time, this large area. So Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he passed away on a Monday, 14th of Jumadul Ukhra, in the year 505 Hijri, in the area of Tus, and his blessed shrine is also situated in the same location. The Honorable Father of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a wool spinner and he ran the business of weaving in Khurasan. Thread is called Ghazal in the Persian language. Thus, relative to this profession, he rahimahullah retained his family title of Ghazali, meaning the weaver. Sayyidina Tajuddin Abdul Wahhab As-Subki rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that the father of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was a pious and virtuous person. He dealt in weaving and earned his livelihood in this manner. He attended the gatherings of ulama and the scholars. He would behave gracefully towards them, and he would spend on them as much money as he could afford. He would cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their gatherings and would make dua that, O Allah, Bless me with a son and make him a scholar. Furthermore, he, rahimahullah, would join their gatherings for sermons, and there too he would make dua that, oh Allah, bless me with a son and make him a preacher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered both his prayers. Subhanallah, though the father of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was not a scholar himself, he knew, however, the significance of ilm-e-deen, the knowledge of Islam. That's why he wished for both of his sons, Imam Muhammad and Ahmad Ghazali rahimahumallah, to obtain knowledge of ilm-e-shariyah, the knowledge of sharia and tariqah. He rahimahullah passed away in the year 465 Hijri when both of his sons were just at a tender age. But before his death, he announced his will to his mystic friend, Sayyidina Abu Hamid Ahmad bin Muhammad Razkani rahimahullah, that spend all of my wealth on the education of my children. Therefore, according to his will, the wealth of his father was spent on their education and their nurturing. Subhanallah, dear brothers. We have just listened to how passionate and eager the father of Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, was for providing his children with the knowledge of Islam. And he, rahimahullah, announced his will to his friends before his passing. And on the other hand, we in this advanced era, when it is extremely easy to seek ilm-e-deen, despite the fact that it is so easy and easily accessible, neither do we try for it, nor do we provide dini ulum to our children for their better training and improvement. It is really tragic that we will push our children for the secular education, make them doctors, engineers, professors, computer programmers, and so on and so forth. And for fulfilling this objective, we can throw money at it. There is no limit to how much money is invested in the education, in the worldly education. But when it comes to the dini education, then we are reluctant to spend. And this is where it really matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true understanding and a passion for following and for attaining and for making our children tread the path of ilm-e-deen. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. It is so easily accessible nowadays to become an alim. Books are available. Alhamdulillah, before you had to buy books, the physical copies. Now too, the physical copies are available, the hard copies are available. And at times, they may be expensive to buy. But we invest in a lot of things. What is it that if we invest in the book? Subhanallah. That is a treasure. And that treasure will really transform you from within, inshallah azza wa jal. And if, let's say, you are not in a position to be able to purchase the book, or it's not accessible to you, right? At times, it's not about the affordability, it's more about the accessibility. And for that, you can visit internet now. The world is a global village now, right? And every information, no matter what it may be, it is available online. If you look, you'll find it. Go to the website of Da'wat Islami, inshallah, azza wa jal. There you'll find hundreds of books on different matters related to Islamic education, whether it is the knowledge of Quran, Hadith, Tajweed, Fiqh, and Sarf, Nahw, Usulul Fiqh, Tafsir. Everything is available. Shara, the commentaries on Hadith, Islamic history, Seerah, and so on and so forth. And there is, subhanallah, an abundance of material that is available. E-books, even audiobooks are available. If you find it difficult to find time to sit and read, at least you can even have the option to play an audiobook and listen to it. Subhanallah, it's so easy. Yet, we find it hard to make time for it. At the same time, we can just waste hours and hours and hours binge-watching. So, which is it? And that doesn't benefit you in any way, right? It doesn't add value to our life. It's just entertainment. After the entertainment is over, the regret sets in. If you had invested that same time in studying something about deen, equipping yourself with Islamic knowledge, it would have enlightened you, made you a better person, at least sparked some curiosity following these beautiful principles and the values of Islam. And it all begins with learning. Learning is the first stage, and these are the tools, the instruments through which we learn. Books are there, the speeches of righteous ulama, they are there. Madani Muzakara, subhanAllah, is another excellent way to attain the knowledge of deen. SubhanAllah, thousands of episodes have been aired so far, and each one is about 2 hours, let's say, plus minus. And in that you learn so much. The panel of Islamic muftis and jurists, they sit there along with Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah and other ulama that are present there. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah enlightens us about subhanAllah, beautiful Islamic concepts. And this continues. So every Saturday, make some time. And it's not much. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that time will be well spent while you are learning the knowledge of deen. Dear viewers, if we keep showing heedlessness towards the training of our children, considering this responsibility as a burden and drifting children away, then nafs and shaitan can likely make them their means, and they might fall into following their carnal desires, and they may be lost in the wilderness of sins. So in order to brighten their path, make them engage in learning al-Madin. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will be the investment worth it. 100% worth it. If Allah Azza wa Jal showers His mercy upon us, we will be privileged to seek forgiveness before death. Otherwise, we would depart our lives and wringing hands with regret and would sleep in the pit of a grave in this state. Imagine that if children are left untrained and uncivilized, then what role can they play for eliminating the deterioration of the society? They can't even put themselves straight, let alone guiding society in which they live. If we want to reform ourselves, provide Madani training to our children and give them a mindset of the contemplation of the hereafter, then associate yourselves with the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami. Enroll your children in Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina and Darul Madina for the best training for them, for acquiring useful information about Islamic training for your children. As soon as possible, read two books. One is Tarbiyat Aulad, and the other book is Aulad Ki Huquq. Tarbiyat Aulad is like training your children, and Aulad Ki Huquq, it refers to the rights of children. And these are the publications of Maktabatul Madina. And in order to reform and train ourselves to come to the right path, act upon the Madani Na'amat, the pious deeds, and travel with the devotees of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madani Qafilas for 3 days every month. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the passion to reform ourselves and our family as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, the knowledge of deen is an everlasting treasure. Indeed, having aspiration for acquiring knowledge or being desirous of it, attending the gatherings conducted for Ilm-e-Deen and having love for scholars, all these are the signs of good fortune. Beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has stated, اغض عالما او متعلما او مستمعا او محبا ولا تكن الخامس فتهلك. When you wake up in the morning, either be a scholar or a learner, or one who listens to a scholar, or the lowest status is that is a person loves a scholar. And do not be the fifth one, otherwise you will be destroyed. And this is about time that we take this beautiful guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seriously. Even if you say, right, okay, you don't have access to a teacher. For example, maybe some of us do live in such locations, such areas. Like for example, if you are living in any of the Western countries where Islamic population is very little, you know, we are very scarce and scattered, and very few of us make the total of the populations. Some places in the world, there is only maybe 1% or 2% we make up of the total population. And we live scattered in different towns and villages and so on and so forth. So in this case, let's say, suppose that we don't have access to a teacher. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has arranged for that as well. Apart from offering Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina, and Jamiatul Madina. Madrasatul Madina for children, both male and female. And then Darul Madina is also for secular education. And together with that, Alhamdulillah, we are taught the Islamic values with our secular education. And subhanallah, they as well, boys and girls separately. And then you have Jamiatul Madina. Jamiatul Madina is for becoming Alim-e-Din, subhanallah. This facility is also available for both males and females. And apart from that, we have Hifz Academy as well. Even in our city of Durban, we have, subhanallah, Madrasatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina Lil Balighan and Lil Balighat. So for Balighan, Madrasatul Madina, the adult males, and for adult females as well, there are separate Madrasatul Madina that are conducted. And mashallah, Hifz Academy as well is available in various places in the city of Durban and around South Africa and many other areas in the world, alhamdulillah. Let's say, for example, these physical places that do exist, alhamdulillah, in some places. What about those places where there isn't such facility? The work is still in progress. So in such circumstances, or maybe you find it hard to travel, right? So you can, alhamdulillah, attain Islamic education while you sit at home online via Faizani Online Academy. This is a very wonderful platform, subhanallah, where the qualified teachers that are there teaching different subjects they are expert in, subhanallah, be it, let's say, for example, Quran and tafsir of the Holy Quran, be it Islamic fiqh, be it hadith courses, be it the entire alim course itself, and Arabic courses, and so on. There are so many courses there, alhamdulillah. And depending on your interest and upon your need as to what you are in need of, first I would suggest, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, I would advise to cover your fard ulum first. Fard ulum, that is the very basic that every Muslim must know. Fard ulum, that is why it's called fard ulum. It is not optional, right? It is fard. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and thereafter you can branch into different sciences that are taught. And as we are discussing, subhanAllah, this giant pillar of Islamic knowledge, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, about him it is mentioned that he spent his entire life acquiring knowledge, traveling to many places to gain this knowledge of deen. He went through many hardships. It wasn't a bed of roses. He, rahimahullah, received his early education in his own city, where he studied books of fiqh under the guidance of Sayyidina Ahmad Razkani, rahimahullah ta'ala. He left for Jurjan, an eastern city of Iran, to seek further education. At this time, he hasn't reached the age of 20 yet. So he wasn't very old at this point in time. In the year 473 Hijri, he came under the patronage of Sayyidina Imam al-Haramain, Imam Abdul Mulk Juwaini, rahimahullah, in Nishapur. Nishapur is an ancient city in Iran. And then he learnt Usuluddin, Mantiq, and Hikmah, etc. by him. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was appointed as the head of Madrasa Nizamiya in the year 478 Hijri. And in 484 Hijri, he was offered the designation of Shaykhul Jami'a, being the vice chancellor of the university. He accepted it and engaged himself in teaching and writing. He served there for 4 years. He then left for Makkah Mukarrama with the intention of performing Hajj. According to the saying of Allama Ibn Jawzi, rahimahullah ta'ala, renowned scholars would attend and they would attend the gatherings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Imam Abul Khattab Mahfuz Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala, and Alimul Iraq Sayyidina Ali bin Aqil Baghdadi al-Hanbali rahimahullah. These scholars would obtain blessings from Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They were amazed by his speeches and would report his discourses in their own books, subhanallah. So this was the greatness of this excellent Imam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. After performing the Hajj, he reached Damascus in the year 489 Hijri, where he rahimahullah stayed for a few days, spending time in Baitul Maqdis, and then returning to Damascus and engaging himself in meditation and contemplation by the western minaret of the Jamia, Damascus. He rahimahullah spent most of his time in the Khanqa, in the monastery of Sayyidina Shaykhul Islam Nasram bin Ibrahim rahimahullah ta'ala. He spent a span of 10 years in Syria and authored the famous book, which is in four volumes, the world famous Ihya Ulumuddin. And he also authored the books such as Jawahirul Quran, Tafsir Yaqutut Ta'wil, which is in 40 volumes, and Mishkatul Anwar, etc. Then traveling to Hijaz, Baghdad and Nishapur, finally he returned to his native city Tus, and he engaged in ibadah and devotion, immersing himself in teaching, advising, addressing, worshipping and devotion whilst teaching Sufism till the end of his life. This is how Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spent his life. This was just a brief account of his life, what it was like. And subhanAllah, it is so inspiring to know, for us to know that Allahu Akbar, this great Imam, what a simple life he led, but he did great work. He went through so many trials and tribulations, and when it comes to traveling, as the saying goes, as-safar ka-saqar. You know, traveling is not easy and it's not for everyone. And in the olden days especially, it used to be very hard to travel from one place to the other. Scorching heat of the sun, desert, mountains, and lack of resources, and mode of transport itself. Some people would travel on foot for miles and miles, hundreds of miles. Some people, if they were privileged to have maybe a horse or a camel, they would ride that. And there were others who just couldn't afford anything. There were people who would travel without even having sandals in their foot. When he, rahimahullah ta'ala, bore such troubles on the way of seeking knowledge for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he receive in return? In return, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon him such high status among the scholars and saints, and people remember him even today with his title Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam. And there he benefits from the books that are authored by him. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, he has written many, subhanallah, research articles, books, and booklets as well for our benefit. But do we even have the time to read? Yes, he has done the hard work of writing it. All we have to do is pick up and read. It doesn't have to be that hard, right? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to immerse ourselves in the Islamic education through the sadaqah of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Amin. Dear viewers, we have, alhamdulillah, wonderful kalam today as well. Let's go, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, rejuvenate our hearts and spirit by listening to this kalam, and thereafter we shall return and continue with our today's discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم
مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس دروں جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس دروں ایک پتھر کو آئی نہ گر مل گیا جس کی رحمت سے تقدیر انسان کھلے اس کی جانب ہی دروازے جان کھلے جس کے رحمت سے تقدیر انسان کھلے اس کی جانب ہی دروازے جان کھلے جانِ عمرِ رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں جانِ عمرِ رواں لے کے جاتی کہاں خیر سے مجھ کو خیر البشر مل گیا مفلس زندگی اس کا دیوانہ ہوں اس کا مجذوب ہوں کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں اس کا دیوانہ ہوں اس کا مجذوب ہوں کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میں اس سے منسوب ہوں سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک سرحد حشر تک جاؤں گا بے دھڑک مجھ کو اتنا جو زادے سفر مل گیا مفلس زندگی ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی ذہن بے رنگ تھا سانس بے روپ تھی روح پر معصیت کی کڑی دھوپ تھی اس کی چشمے غنی رونق جان بنی اس کی چشمے غنی رونق جان بنی چھاؤں جس کی گھنی وہ شجر مل گیا سے زندگی جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم جب سے مجھ پر ہوا مصطفیٰ کا کرم بن گیا دل مظفر چراغ حرم زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی زندگی پھر رہی تھی بھٹکتی ہوئی میری خانہ بدوشی کو گھر مل گیا مفلس زندگی اب نہ سمجھے کوئی مجھ کو عشق نبی اس قدر مل گیا جگمگائے نہ کیوں میرا عکس دروں ایک پتھر کو آئی
صلو الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ, what a soulful کلام that was. مفلس زندگی by our وقار رضا عطاری حافظ اللہ تعالیٰ. سبحان اللہ, he has mashallah such a beautiful voice and we always enjoy the کلام recited by him and our Mahmood bhai, and subhanAllah, wa rukn shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari hafizahum Allah ta'ala. SubhanAllah, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them baraka. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Dear viewers, now we are moving to the works of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. We discussed about his biography, his life, the way he lived his life, and the works that he produced, and subhanAllah, he left a legacy for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every book of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala is a source of immense treasure of knowledge and wisdom. But so far, as far as Hiyaul Ulum is concerned, it has no equal when compared to any moral book from all over the world, subhanAllah. It is a unique book on the topic of ethics and morals. Ihya'ul-Ulum, or Revival of Religious Sciences. This is a source book of whatever has been written on the topic of ethics and morals and Islamic values by the latter authors. A deep study of this book and acting upon what is contained in it, subhanAllah, so valuable for one's spiritual life and spiritual journey. It is indispensable, and roughly all aspects of daily life have been incorporated within this book with details. The Zahiri, the esoteric knowledge, and Batini, subhanAllah, they are both discussed in this book. This book is incredibly helpful to make any human being a perfect human. In every age, this book has been a famous, resource and a focus of attention for the blessed mashayikh even. The harifin, the aqtab, the awliya, the scholars, the mystics, they all would focus on the principles that are laid by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in this book. And these trustworthy and great personalities were found praising this book. And everyone has praised this great work of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, commenting on the significance of this book, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islam. Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhawi Ziyai Hafizahullah ta'ala, he has stated that where I attained the blessings of Imam al-Sunnat Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala in terms of strengthening beliefs and deeds, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has also granted me a great favor in reforming my batin, the inner self. While reading Minhajul Abidin and Ihya Ulumuddin repeatedly, I felt that as if Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh himself is making me understand those concepts. You consider yourself a highly virtuous person? Check yourself. You have this fault, you have been suffering from that shortcoming. Even every time, whenever I read it, it feels as if my soul is receiving new nutrition. And these are the words of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. The books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala are not like some ordinary books, but these are worth reading till our last breath. If I would not have read them, then perhaps I would have been destroyed. And this is who is saying this? Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. He says that the books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh are not like some ordinary books, but these are worth reading till our last breath. I would not have read them, then perhaps I would have been destroyed. I swear by Allah that Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has bestowed a huge favor upon the Ummah by writing Ihya Ulumuddin. It's my madani request to all Jamiatul Madina and Madarisul Madina teachers, the organizers and students and all Muballighs and Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters as well, the preachers, even the viewers of Madani channel, to prioritize in reading this book. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a follower of the Shafi madhab, the Shafi school of thought. Therefore, Hanafi and Maliki and Hanbali brothers, they should seek guidance from their own scholars in terms of fiqh rulings described by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his blessings upon the shrine of Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in Baghdad, and may we be forgiven for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. We should read the books authored by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in order to purify our inner self. And in case we fail to understand anything, we should not show laziness in asking the Sunni ulama and the scholars who have correct beliefs and thereby gain pearls of knowledge by attending the gatherings conducted for Ilm-e-Deen, by establishing the company of those who learn Ilm-e-Deen, and by the blessed company of the true scholars of Islam. Because acquiring knowledge is also the path of fortunate people. If possible, seek admission in Dars-e-Nizami and acquire Ilm-e-Deen with sincerity and receive immense blessings from it. If it is not possible, then at least travel with Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, speaking of Jamiatul Madina, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has been working for the publication of Ilm-e-Deen and for calling towards the righteousness. One of these departments is also Jamiatul Madina. As a result of absolute persuasion for acquiring Ilm-e-Deen by Shaykh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat and Muballighin of Dawat Islami, where millions of devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam travel with Madani Qafilas, a large number of Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters have been acquiring Ilm-e-Deen from Jamiatul Madina. Alhamdulillah, in Jamiatul Madina, students are also trained morally and ethically for developing the habit of piety and abstinence, along with enlightening their hearts with the light of the light of knowledge, Ilm-e-Deen, subhanallah. The knowledge of Deen, the knowledge of Islam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he has a deep affection for the students of Dawat Islam, is Jamias and Madaris. He says that I also make dua of forgiveness for myself through their sake, although some of them are mischievous. After all, they are children. No matter how mischievous children are, they are dear to their parents. A few mischievous children cannot represent all of them. Alhamdulillah, our students offer Nawafil Salah in addition to reading Fard Salah. Many students offer Salatul Tasbih, Tahajjud, Ishraq and Charge Salahs. There are also numerous students who have responsibility for the righteous Madani works of Dawat Islami in nearby localities of these Jamiat and Madaris. Alhamdulillah, they are contributing their religious services in many masajid. Allahumma zid, fazid, thumma zid. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase and grant more increase further than that and even more. Subhanallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, we also have, mashallah, as we have listened to the kalam, Muflisi Zindagi, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we also have a filler, or we call it Subhanallah Madani Pearls and Nasiha, which we are going to listen to, and thereafter we'll move to our conclusion of today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Istighfar is such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. the ability to seek forgiveness for our own transgressions in the court of Allah Almighty is a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us listen regarding their virtues, their excellencies, and also to instill hope within us that even though we may have transgressed, but the door of repentance is still open. So it is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who has adhered to istighfar, i.e. the one who keeps on making istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with easiness in all his difficulties, freedom from every grief, and unlimited sustenance. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, if we would like our difficulties to be eased, if we would like our griefs to be removed, then let us begin to recite istighfar in abundance by saying words like astaghfirullah, I seek Allah's forgiveness. The second narration, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, certainly hearts also corrode like iron, and its cleanliness is the act of seeking forgiveness. Subhanallah. So when a person sins, my dear viewers, we know that after sinning, a person's heart becomes tainted. A person's heart becomes filled with darkness. But when he does istighfar, this is the cleansing of the heart. We can't take water and pour it over our heart like we would clean any other part of our body which is impure. But this is a spiritual cleansing. And the means of spiritually cleansing our heart is by seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness. May Allah Almighty enable us to hold firm unto seeking Allah's forgiveness now and until our final moments. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to this beautiful nasiha from the subhanallah mubaligh of Dawat Islami, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. When we went for the nasiha, we were talking about some subhanallah madani pearl regarding ilm-e-deen and studying in Jamiatul Madina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has encouraged the ummah to strive to acquire the knowledge of deen. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin, that the acquisition of knowledge, it is compulsory for every believer, irrespective of whether male or female. The one who acquires ilm-e-deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal bestows upon him with immense worldly favors and blessings in the hereafter. Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that acquire knowledge, because acquiring knowledge for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal is actually fear, khawf, and the worship of Allah azza wa jal. Repetition of knowledge is glorification of Allah azza wa jal, and teaching an uneducated person is sadaqah, voluntary charity, with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And teaching family is a proximity, meaning it's a virtue, because knowledge is a source of distinguishing halal and haram. It is a mark of the way of the dwellers of Jannah, and it is a source of relief in the era of corruption. It is a travel companion. It is a friend in loneliness. It is a guide in poverty and prosperity. It is a weapon against the enemy. It is an adornment in the sight of friends. By virtue of knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal grants success and supremacy to nations observing their goodness and making them guides and imams. Then their footsteps and deeds are followed and their opinions are considered as final. Subhanallah, such beautiful concepts Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us in this beautiful hadith. And mashallah, it is all virtue. From the time we start seeking knowledge till the time we are gaining mastery in it, and subhanallah, then teaching it to others, all of it, it is filled with virtues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil amin. Inshallah azza wa jal, we'll come back with other topics of discussion, inshallah azza wa jal. Until then, keep reciting salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.